Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 15th of January, 2021. This is pod number 723. Okay, we've got full football program. Spain are not playing their Primera. They're playing, it's Copa del Rey over there, I think, this weekend. They're playing midweek next week. But I have got the pod preview for the Premier League for you. So I'm literally just going to run through that today. That's all we've got. A couple of good games, obviously. We are starting off with the Middle Earth Derby. Wolves versus WBA. Wolves 1.65. The draw 3.8. West Brom 7.4. There's nothing in this for me. I mean, looking at the way West Brom have played, particularly the last couple of games since changing manager and Big Sam coming in, your head would say a Wolves win, but Wolves haven't been convincing themselves. The last 22 games of the old rubber balls, when they've been bottom six and playing mid-table, they've won only three. Wolves have won 17 of 37 against bottom six sides. So there's nothing in the odds for me. Unders looks favourable, but again, it's priced accordingly. So just a drab Middle Earth affair. Expected that I think Wolves may just nick. I don't know how their injury situation is. Obviously, they lost a couple of players, didn't they? Whether Jimenez is back or... and that'll make a difference, but yeah, nothing in that one for me. And then Leeds versus Brighton is next. Leeds are 2.24, the draw 3.7, Brighton 3.45. Leeds, the only team that Spurs could beat, and are failing to convince me, I have to say, despite... it's amazing how the media and people, I've really noticed it with them, just wax lyrical about them. I mean, they were getting 3-0, beat 3-0 by Spurs, and Glenn Hoddle was talking like they were 5-0 up. Brighton have got dreadful form away. So, again, match odds-wise, nothing for me. I think Brighton are perfectly capable of winning it. Leeds could come out and get four. Could be one of those games. But the over 2.5 for me is priced too short here, and I think it's worth a later back. I think it is way too short, the over 2.5. So that is one lay over 2.5 and back it. I know people don't like, in essence, backing unders or not expecting goals, but I do think it's too short here. And then we've got the Carpet versus Dyche, West Ham versus Burnley. West Ham 1.9, draw 3.55, away 5.1. Clash of the Claret and Blues and the old Carpet fans, eh? They're once again, they're just starting to stick their head above the old parapet and get above their station. Talking to me of top four finishes and the like. Still one of the best bets I've ever had. I've told it on the podcast when a Larry Carpet fan was making all sorts of wild claims a few years back when they were moving into that stadium about winning the league, getting Champions League football, finishing top four. Don't learn, do they? And see Haller last night, he went to a proper team now, only took 8 minutes to learn how to score goals. Now he's gone to a proper outfit rather than waltzing around that old pony, old Carpet setup. But all that aside, as much as it pains me to say, I do think West Ham are a fair price here. They've played 16 times as a mid-table team against bottom six sides and won 11 of those. I think it's a small back of West Ham and remove the liability if they take the lead is a sound play here. And a better play for me is more at 12 of those 16 have gone over 2.5. The 2.24 over 2.5 looks a lovely price. Cue the 0-0. But yeah, for me, small back of West Ham, look to remove liability, and back over 2.5 goals with a view to trading it. Painful if they win again. Then we've got another London derby, Fulham versus Chelsea. Fulham 7, the draw 4.4, Chelsea 1.57. I think normal times, exactly the sort of thing I was talking about on the pod the other day, you'd mentally only be seeing a Chelsea win. But Fat Frank sinking the ship. Scotty Parker making Fulham hard to beat. Absolutely deserve their draw against Spurs. played some good football, looked dangerous, looked solid. Certainly Spurs didn't really create a ton. And you know, I mean, like the way Spurs are playing, but Fulham 60-odd% possession in the second half, and good on it as well. Chelsea have lost the last three games away where they've been priced 1.5 to 1.75. Gun to my head, I'd probably want to lay Chelsea. What is it, Fulham 5-6 unbeaten now? They're going to set up tough to beat. It's going to be, you know, a job for Chelsea to break them down, particularly with the run they're on. Laying the draw in the last 55 games where Chelsea have been priced, this price has produced 25.65 points profit. But one for me, perhaps a small lay, of a cheapish lay of Chelsea at 1.57. Just think it's a little bit short. I think it's going to be a tough game for them, I think. Leicester versus Southampton. Southampton, Leicester 1.87, the draw's 3.8, Southampton are 4.8. I believe that there's no Danny Ings. I think he is off with COVID. The prices are about right here for me. Leicester in the Premier League on the ultimate database, backing them at home when odds on, is 0.15 points profit. They have lost their last three at home, though, when odds on, to Fulham, Villa and the carpet. So it's just a game I'm happy to let pass by. Hopefully can be quite entertaining. I think these teams, both of them, have been decent this season. And as I said, Leicester establishing themselves as a top six side. And I do like, I keep saying I like Ings. And I think Hasenhüttl has, you know, he had a tough old start at Southampton, but settling down into a decent side. Once they stop giving away soft leads, you know, giving away those leads softly, I think they'll do okay. Sheffield United versus Tottenham. Desperate, it's just desperate. Tottenham 8-0. No, it's difficult to back Spurs anywhere at the minute, isn't it? It's just every time watching them is Groundhog Day, dire football. Take the lead, sit back and wait for them to concede. It's almost on repeat. And if the front two don't both play well, you know, Kane played okay the other night, but Son was poor, then it just seems that Spurs don't win. The quality in the team's not good enough, despite the optimism of people like Suggsy. Mourinho won't play Ali for whatever reason, and I don't think Ali's been playing well, but he offers us something when he does play. Bale seems to be Bale in name only, and again not getting any minutes, so you know it's difficult to improve and show your ability if you're not playing. So creativity wise Tottenham haven't really got anything, and Ndombele, you know, twists and turns, but he's not on Ericsson, he doesn't actually produce a lot, you know, not to the levels that Spurs were with the likes of Ericsson. And other than that, it's, you know, it's Winks and Holberg, Sissoko, you know, they're just, you know, Holberg I think's done well, but the other two are useless and they don't do much. So, you know, Blades are going to be buoyed by the win. I haven't got a bet. I think Spurs are a little bit short, but, you know, I think the whole world is just going to be waiting for Spurs to take the lead here and then lay them all back the draw. I can very much see the game playing out exactly like that, that Spurs will go 1-0 up and probably end up being 1-1 again. I just, until they change something, I can't see that things are going to be any other way. It'll be interesting to see the first game where they go behind and have to chase a game. That for me, I think everybody's just going to be sitting waiting. You see it in the prices now. It's, you know, when I talk about short term stuff, this will run one way. It'll either run end with Mourinho getting the boot, or Spurs buying some creativity, or playing it, sitting up differently with a different lineup. But I think until that happens, you're just going to see the prices in Spurs games react like that. Where whenever Spurs are leading, you know, you look at what they've given away, people are just going to expect the other team, and it's a difficult cycle. You know, Suggsy clings to we beat Leeds. Leeds played differently. Leeds are open, naive, and that's it. But you know, in a game like this, where Sheffield United aren't going to come flying out, I think, you know, Spurs take the lead. Watch the market. They will all be laying Spurs and back in the draw. Right, and then we're into Liverpool versus Man United. And everybody keeps telling me United are poor. I think StatsBet tweeted when they played Burnley the other night, United are shit. Sucks he's not got them finishing the top four. To be fair, my patience with his nonsense is wearing thin these days. Ringing up after a Spurs game and talks nonsense. But this is the test, isn't it? This is the test. I do personally think United will hang about. I absolutely think they'll get top four. I'm not sure that Ollie is the man. I've always been upfront about that. But they have good players and good players win. You know, they've got a couple of poor players, but they've got good players and good players win games. And Fernandes, I mean, you get player of the year four times in a year for taking penalties. But no, he is a player that I wanted at Spurs when Eriksen was on the... hinting at leaving. I thought we could have sold Eriksen and got Fernandes. He was strongly linked with Spurs. I do think he's a good player. Cavani's added a bit of experience. You know, Rashford's a good player. They got good players. Pogba, whatever people say, Pogba's a good player. You know, you don't win the World Cup if you're a donkey. So I do think they'll hang about. I'm not saying they'll win the league by any means, but I do think they'll hang about, and they're certainly nailed on top four for me. Absolutely, I'll be amazed if Man United don't finish top four. People seem to forget, I think, what they finished third last year. So they got top four. Did they finish above Chelsea? I genuinely can't remember. I know they were 7-8 points ahead of Spurs. But this is the one. And all that said, I just think Liverpool are massive here. I think, again, it pains me to say it, but Liverpool, you know, the home record, everybody knows about it, 60-odd games unbeaten. The last 21 against top six sides at Anfield, they've lost zero. They've won 17, drawn four, whereas United have lost nine of their last 19 away to top six sides, 2.02. You know, I know United are getting better. I know Liverpool have had a couple of patchy away results, but 2.02 looks huge to me. And I think Liverpool are going to make a bit of a statement. I would back Liverpool here to make a statement. I think it's a massive price. Doesn't mean it's going to win. I just think it's a massive price. Man City versus Palace. 1.19 City. 8.8 the draw. 21 Palace. I'm pretty sure certain City will win this, but, and you know, they seem to be hitting stride, just ready to give Spurs a pace in the cup final. But Palace are a stubborn old side. I didn't watch the Arsenal game last night, but 0-0. I always think when teams like this are playing stubborn sides, 1.19, it's a cheap lay with the chance of getting a trade for a few ticks. So for me, I'd be laying Palace at 1.19. You know, I said it against Burnley and they did score early. If they don't score early, then Palace can get settled in the game. Laying City cheap with a view to trade. And then Monday, Arsenal and Newcastle both embarrass themselves. We don't even need to worry about it, do we? So that is it. That is the Premier League preview. Obviously, Aston Villa, Everton has been called off because of COVID. I think we're going to see more of those over the next few weeks. I've got nothing else for today. I'll be back over the weekend. We'll have the NFL wild cards, not the wild, NFL playoffs. We'll have the any football bets, horses again. Two meetings cancelled today, so I'm leaving that alone. But yes, I will leave that with you. And Telegram, guys, I've posted the new fixed odds sheet. People asking me again about joining the Telegram. I will add some more people next week now. I'm just adding people slowly. It's not any personal thing. It's just a litter of building it out, answering the queries and getting the setup right, which, you know, we only started shortly before Christmas. That was what my intention always was. So I will add people, some more people during next week. Have a good weekend. As I say, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.